pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
That's right. We watch Speed this week on The Movie Gap, the podcast that has you scream.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this week's episode of The Movie Gap. I am your host, Chase Austin, and as always, the thumbless psychopath to my left.
Thumbless. Right. That's what was right. Wrong with his hands.
Left. Left.
Left.
Bryce Perkins.
What's up? I didn't realize that's what was wrong with his hand.
You mean you didn't see that he didn't have a thumb and you didn't hear him talk about it several times?
Well, I know that he was like, you freaking messed up my hand and now I'm going to get you back. You know, I heard him say that shit.
It's not a bad.
And then.
It's not a good Dennis Hopper, but like it's kind of
good.
Well,
it was. I did it as if.
Yeah. I did it as if
this movie was canon to Easy Rider and his character just kept going and became a cop.
Yeah, you definitely had the essence. Yeah. It was an essence impression.
An essence of Hopper.
Yeah.
Which is my new cologne I have coming out.
Oh,
I'll be on the lookout for that. Levi Colognes. Essence of Hopper. It's our launch scent. So keep an eye out for that. You can find it at levicolognes.globe and not on Amazon, has not been approved for sale through Amazon or any major retailers. You just got to buy it through the website. That's how unique it is.
Yeah. Not tested on animals.
Not tested on animals.
Or humans.
Barely tested on anybody.
Not FDA approved.
I will say, just read the entire warning label on the bottle before you apply it to your body.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right, Bryce. Well, other than the essence of Hopper.
I have more scents coming, and I'll reveal them through the weeks.
All right. Well, I got to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, that was already some pretty big news, but.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess this doesn't have to be big news, but just how's your week been, man?
Oh, man. Thanks for asking, man. There's not a lot really going. Oh, hold on one second. Hold on, I gotta take this one.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 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 Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
He's on the phone, guys.
Yeah. Ah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Ah. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, bye.
Who's that?
Sorry about that. Telemarketer. That was weird. So anyway, not much is going on. Not much is going on with my life. I keep getting these weird calls from telemarketers, though.
Usually I just hang up.
Nah, it was... No, it's fine. I handled it.
You're not supposed to say yeah, because then they got... Your voice.
I don't know what he wanted. I don't know what he wanted.
Although you do say yeah, and you sound weird, so I guess that works.
I mean, it was a nice. He seemed like a nice guy, but okay. I couldn't really help him out. So that's all I got going on.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh wait, I gotta hold up. No, I don't. That was a false alarm.
All right. Well, let's get into this movie.
Uh-huh.
As you could see, we have. My old copy of Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure up here, or Bogus Journey, I mean, up here. And that's because this movie stars Keanu Reeves, which I'm sure you knew going into this, right?
No, actually. That was the only thing I didn't know about this movie.
Okay.
I knew that Dennis Hopper was in it and Sandra Bullock's, and I knew that the guy who plays Sam was in it, the bus driver.
Yeah.
But I didn't know Keanu was in
it. So, Speed. You'd never seen it.
Give it to me, baby.
You had never seen it, right?
That's correct.
What did you know about it, and why had you not seen it?
So I knew it involved the bus having to stay over 50 miles an hour or else it blows up.
Okay.
So I knew the general plot of the movie, and I knew Keanu was in it, and I knew it was Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
America's sweetheart. How dare you, Jesse James? How dare you?
She's doing fine.
Was that his name, Jesse James?
Yeah.
Find a new name. That one's already taken, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I knew that, that was about it. I remember it coming out, you know, in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the previews for it, and I remember it was a big deal, and it was a big hit. I remember all that, you know. But, you know, never saw it because rated R, and my parents weren't about to let me see any of that naughtiness for my young, innocent eyes. Actually, I didn't hear my first curse word until I was 27 years old. So,
yeah,
I thank my parents for that. And that's it.
Well, I remember seeing this when I was a kid. This was the very first R-rated movie I ever saw. Not in theaters, but like on VHS.
Hence why you've grown up to be such a fucking degenerate. Yeah.
And my parents had nothing to do with it. They didn't know.
Oh, you sneaky bastard.
But yes, I do remember watching this, and it had a lot of effect on me then and to this day, and I love this movie. So you just had no interest in seeing it?
Like, absolutely, yeah, I really didn't. I wasn't. I never,
this
I
really
like,
isn't up your alley. I mean, there's no digging.
I didn't care about action movies when I was a kid.
You still kind of don't.
Yeah, I still really don't.
Yeah.
At all.
I sat down to watch this with my wife because I hadn't seen this movie in years, maybe 20 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I really can't remember the last time I saw it other than this. And so I was sitting down to watch it, and my wife wanted to watch it too because she hadn't seen it in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and she famously doesn't remember anything from movies or TV shows usually. Like, she just remembers if she liked it or if she didn't, and then she wants to watch it again, unless she's seen it a million times. But so we sat down, and I was like, what do you remember from this movie? She goes, the only thing I can remember is Sandra Bullock had bangs.
That's the only thing she remembers?
That's what stood out to her. You know, I mean,
did
obviously, like, she knew there was a
she
bus.
She did have
and everything.
Bangs.
Yeah.
Huh.
She's like, I just remember Sandra Bullock had bangs.
Oh, that's funny. That's, yeah.
But, that's
good stuff.
Yeah, so let's get into this movie.
Okay.
What were your initial thoughts here? You want to start with the fucking credit sequence?
Dude, okay, thank you.
Actually, so 90s.
That is what I wrote.
Yeah.
That was like some of the worst trying to look like aged very poorly credits.
You can say it's aged poorly. It does what it does. Like, you know, credit sequences, I don't know if it aged poorly or not. It aged horribly.
It looked terrible.
I don't think it looks terrible. I think it looks cool, but it's not what we look at anymore. It's not the style of now. It is definitely a style that is gone, you know?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it basically had the Die Hard font,
right,
you know, in the elevator shaft. And I was like, watching it go down, I was like, oh, you know, because Keanu Reeves, Dennis Hopper, Sandra Bullock, and I was like, oh, Jeff Daniels didn't get pre-billing. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. He didn't get pre-billing. He's not like a lead. And then he like didn't get the next few names. I was like, what the hell is he not in the opening credits? Yeah. Kerry goes, I bet he gets an and. Sure enough,
got an and.
He got an and.
That's the sign of a good agent right there, making him stand out. You know, making him and out.
But yeah, no, right? I don't know that they don't. I wouldn't say that those credits don't age well as much as it dates a movie.
Well, you know, like, isn't that what not aging well is?
No, because not aging well means it doesn't work now. It's dumb, or it's, you know, racist, or, you know, sexist, or you know, it doesn't age well means it's bad now. Like cheese doesn't age well.
Oh, you're looking
at
it like that.
Yeah.
I was just looking at it as like,
no,
it literally looks old.
Yeah, it looks old and it dates it. Yeah, that's what I was meaning. So yeah, I guess
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Using different...
Just my way of saying it doesn't come off as negatively connotated, I'd say.
Gotcha.
You know? But, gotcha. And there's a lot in this movie, because one of the other things that I realized, and this is the first movie that I remember, that I could think of recently that I've seen, that I specifically remember so much as a kid, and watching it, you know, 94, I was 9 years old. No. I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And I specifically remember watching it when I was 7 or 8, you know, and it felt very current, very of the time. And like watching it now, just being immediately like, holy shit, these cars look so old.
Oh yeah.
All of the cars. Like, yeah. And in my, you know, but,
dude, in your,
it's 26 years old. So,
but see, that's the thing, watching it now, you feel like that. But as a kid,
yeah,
you don't really.
Well, and it was one of those things.
Current,
yeah, right? One of those things. Like thinking about watching it the other night, I was like, "That's something that my dad has always said." Mm-hmm. You know, and like, you know, even watching stuff from the '80s and everything, because I don't think of that as like concurrent with my age.
Yeah,
you know, I was born in 87, so anything I watched from the '80s, I was out of that time. You know, it was after the '80s, pretty much. So, watching something that felt like this is from when I was a kid, and I remember this from being current as a kid, these were what cars looked like, and then going right back and seeing them like that, being like, holy shit, cars just don't look like that anymore.
Right.
And like, it just hit me of just like, I'm old.
yeah, absolutely. Because didn't it make you think, and stop me if you already said this part, because I will admit for a lot of that, I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
But, doesn't it make you think about when you were watching something like Police Academy as a kid?
Yeah.
You already said that part?
No, but okay. Like when my parents like, would...
Yeah, and then you would watch it and be like, damn, those cars look old. What the fuck? And then now you are watching this and you're like, oh, well, I was... That's what fucking cars used to look
like. My dad always... apparently, it's one of those things that like I never really knew, but I never really picked up on, is that he likes cars. But like he's never like owned a lot of cars or anything like that.
Sure.
But like he knows every make and model of all these different cars.
He's car adjacent.
Yeah. And so like anytime we would watch like an old movie, he goes, oh, that's a this year car and like all this kind of stuff. And I was like, how do you know all this? He goes, because those were the cars that were around when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So like seeing a movie now and being like, man, those cars are old, but that was my age of car.
Right.
It goes, takes me back to like watching The Godfather or something with my daddy, you know.
And I gotta say, older, I gotta say, cars from the 90s and late 80s, they don't hold up like cars
boxy,
from the 70s.
I mean, even the car that he jumps into, that convertible.
Yeah.
Like, that was like terrible. The sexy, cool car of this movie,
dude,
and it's dumb looking.
Dude, I will say this, man, the Ford Mustang of the 80s, I know it's like now considered a classic.
I had one from 92.
You did.
I had a 92 Ford Mustang convertible, and it was a boxy, ugly piece of shit.
You had one of the ones right before they did that 90s remake of it, which was a bridge into what they look like again now with the retro thing. But those 80s ones, dude, they literally look like the guy who was designing it fucking forgot he had to design a sports car and was in his office like an hour before the meeting like, fuck it.
I've always
that's
thought
as many contours as I can get here.
I've always said it looks like the Pinewood Derby car from the kid whose dad's an alcoholic. Like it's the Pinewood Derby, like, you know how like you buy the Pinewood Derby car and it's just that brick
and
got too drunk the night before, so it's like a brick with like a couple of, and they didn't really carve it,
maybe one carving on one of the sides,
it's got four wheels on a brick
The wheels are that's very good
that's
exactly that's
what it looks like a fucking Kleenex box, like a convertible is just
terrible.
A Kleenex box,
terrible, dude. So, yeah, that was unfortunate for us as children. But now they went retro and everything looks cool again because our generation rules.
Yeah.
Suck it, boomers. Anyway.
But, yeah, so I'm sorry. Get back to the credits.
All right.
I jumped ahead there.
No, it's fine.
I will say that is dated and those cars do not age well. That's what I mean by not aging well.
What?
Yeah.
No, what you just said there was the exact definition
it's
was using of
it's
it.
It's both. They're dated, but they also don't age well.
Because they're racist? That's you.
No, like they're
what
not.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I guess it's not all. I said two different things.
Yeah, you're
but
using
I
it
mean,
the way
I, mean,
I used it for the credits.
Yeah, no, like they don't look good. I don't think that the credits don't look good.
Oh, well, that's weird that you think that. I mean, that's a look. I mean, I'm not judging like, you, know, you, but those critics look like fucking horse shit.
I think they look cool. I think that's it's an aesthetic. But then again, like, you know, I think I have a nostalgia factor to it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's what action movies looked like when I was growing up, and I loved those movies.
That's true. That's like whenever, you know, your kids will eventually watch Speed and be like, that's what credits looked like back then, and you'll be like, yeah, son, that's why they did. And then they'll fucking, like, they'll grow up with, like, credit sequences from some fucking CG movie, and they'll be like, eh, it doesn't really
movies
hold
now
up.
Basically don't doesn't have really, credit sequences.
Doesn't look,
a lot of times.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
None of the Marvel movies really do. That I
not at the beginning, yeah. Yeah, so. Beginning credit sequences are a thing of the past altogether.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, sorry.
Gotcha. Executive producer Ian Bryce with a Y.
Hey.
Shout outs to him. A dude with a great
name.
Is
Bryce not usually spelled with a Y?
I mean, sometimes people spell it with an I.
Is that,
you know.
Isn't that B. Rice?
Exactly. Which is, you know, why would you do that to
a person? I once met a guy whose name was Chase with no E.
Chaz?
But it was, but he pronounced it Chase.
Nope. That's not how that works.
I also met a person named Chaz. It was C-H-A-S.
Yeah.
I mean, which I found weird as well. I thought
put
it would
a
have
Z
to
on
have a
there.
Z. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just Chess.
Chaz.
That's
my...
His name is Chaz.
That's my odor. That's my fragrance.
Chaz.
Odor? That's my odor.
Odor? That's no, my for fragrance. When I do... Actually, my... I was going to reveal our... My next fragrance in my line is going to be the Chaz, but we do refer to it as an odor, actually. And we're going to use it as a deterrent. People can use it as a deterrent to keep their dogs from biting on things and stuff. So keep an eye out for that. The Chaz.
The Chaz.
Our first odor in our fragrance line. Yeah, okay. So the dude from Mad Men, the dude who does the Utz pretzels or whatever, he has a little cameo. Not a cameo.
He's just in it.
He's in it in the beginning there. And I can't believe how old that guy is. Because it doesn't look like he did age well.
Yeah, he looks the
same.
He looks
the same. Except for maybe some gray, some pepper, or some salt
Jimmy
in there.
Jimmy Barrett, right? Was it a Jimmy Barrett?
Jimmy Barrett was who he was playing, yeah. Yeah.
And that was from the 50s. So, like, he looks
and
really great.
Still, and this was in the 90s. Oh, my God. That's a good joke. So, like we said, Jeff Daniels is in this.
Mm-hmm.
And, Chase, I'm going to do something that may shock you.
Okay.
But I came up with, and hold on to your fucking pants, baby, because you're not going to believe what I'm about to say.
Okay.
After all of my days of shitting on fan theories and denouncing fan theories and calling fan theories worthless and a waste of time and absolutely dumb, I have a fan theory.
What?
Yes.
You have a fan theory.
I fucking came up with a fan theory as soon as I saw Jeff Daniels in this movie.
You hate fan theories.
I fucking hate fan theories.
Which I found out on our very first episode when I tried to tell you a fan theory and you got pissed.
Yeah, I did. I almost shut down the production of the episode.
You really did. You almost shut down the podcast. You're all like, I'm
altogether,
not doing this ever again.
Exactly.
All right.
But it happened, okay? And it happened not as soon as I saw Jeff Daniels. When I saw Jeff Daniels, I said, oh, cool. Jeff Daniels. Okay. He must have been a busy man this year because this movie came out in 1994. He also had another smash hit movie come out in 1994.
Oh, I think I know where you're going for this.
By the name of... Shut the fuck up, dude. Don't you dare say you can predict my fan theory.
No, I mean, what movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
No, you fucking... No, hey, I come to you with a fan theory for the first time in the fucking history of the podcast. And
no, I'm just saying, I think I know...
My fucking fan theory,
no,
dude.
I'm not predicting your fan theory. I said I think I know what movie he was in 94.
Okay. I mean, I could just stop my fan theory since you already
know. No, I want to hear the fan theory.
Okay.
All right?
Don't shut me up!
That's right. Wait. I'm saying that to you.
That was you saying it to me.
Oh, me saying it to you, yeah.
They don't know.
You,
they don't necessarily know.
And which one of those do you say to me?
Fucking Bryce.
Exactly. Nice.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done professionally.
That's fair.
You got to remember that they don't know which one of us is pressing buttons.
That's true. Oh, that's listening. You pressing them. And then this is what I say to you. Whoops. That was... I didn't mean to do it twice. I forgot I had the setting where I can keep pressing.
Good for you.
Yeah. So basically, my fan theory is that this movie is canon to Dumb and Dumber. Because... Okay. Now, his character's name?
Yeah, his character's name is... Harry.
In Dumb and Dumber, his character's name is Harry. Yeah, Harry. He has the same fucking haircut. It's Jeff fucking Daniels.
No, isn't his hair a little longer in Dumb and Dumber?
Well, I guess he combs it a little bit in this one.
Yeah.
But then in this movie, his fucking name is Harry again. So this is my fan theory.
So, okay. Your fan theory is that they're the same character?
Yes.
Are you going
They are the same. It is canon to Dumb and Dumber.
But you have to elaborate. It has to connect.
So...
I think I figured it out.
After the events of Dumb and Dumber, Harry. Well, see, we got to figure out which one.
No,
because it's two ways. I figured it out. What did you figure?
This is first.
This one came out first.
Yeah.
Oh
no,
well.
Yeah,
so this
I agree. In the chronology of the Harry character.
I agree.
This came first.
The Harry character. See the Harry character. Yeah. If you're abbreviating
this
it.
Came first because when. He blows up in this movie.
Yes.
And he dies.
Yes.
He didn't really die.
Actually, he fell into a coma, a slight coma.
He got blasted somewhere else. They didn't find him. They presumed dead, and he got amnesia.
And woke up in the fucking woods.
Stupid.
Walked out of the woods onto the side of the road. Here comes Lloyd on. Well, Lloyd was driving his limo at the time.
Yeah.
And he says, "Hey there. Stranger, you look like you could use some help."
Yeah. He goes, "Where do you live?" And he goes, "I don't know." And he goes, "Yeah. I know a great place for you to live.
Exactly.
I need a roommate. You live with me. What's your name?" And he goes, "Harry." Like he remembered
Harry.
Right,
remembered Harry.
It.
Yeah.
And then now he's there's your canon.
There you go. Yep.
There's your story.
So,
first time here on the Movie Gap.
And you're fucking welcome for that.
Yeah. So, and that nullifies that terrible second version of Dumb and Dumber that was the prequel. That was all made up bullshit.
I mean, the shit with Bob Saget was pretty funny though, in that movie. Do you remember that?
When Harry met Lloyd, I never saw it.
Oh, it's not bad.
I saw Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah, that one didn't need to be made.
Not great.
Yeah. It just didn't need to be made. But the prequel is really not that bad, you know, to be fair.
And I remember that
it's just a lot more. It's just like way more goofy.
Yeah,
like goof gags and stuff. And then the shit with Bob Saget is pretty fucking funny. So anyway, moving on.
Yeah. So that makes this movie canon with
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
The Dumb and Dumber universe.
All right. I love it.
So now we know. It's kind of a tragic story for old Harry.
Got to admit that is quite the fan theory, and I am proud of you.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. I mean, you did build most of it.
No, you had the you planted
but
the
had,
seed.
I had the theory.
I exactly. just helped you along the
you,
way.
You brought the water.
It's teamwork.
Teamwork, baby.
It's why we work so well together.
Yep. I agree.
Fucking Bryce.
That's right. Let's see. So then we got Keanu. I think we've said enough about Keanu in this podcast already, probably. Well, have we done a Keanu Reeves movie?
Point Break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we both love Keanu, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's a saint. He's Saint Keanu. What else is there to say? And I will say this. I think he might do his best acting ever in this movie.
He does he's very good in this.
He comes out of his shell.
Yeah, it's a lot of... I was reading that he had some trouble. This was like the first time he had to do a lot of really big reaction stuff.
Right.
And he... which is most of this movie is him reacting to situations.
Yeah.
And like, you know, trying to maintain and then also not.
And that's also been one of his biggest weaknesses in if you watch previous movies of his, he's not very good at giving a realistic in the moment, truly emotional reaction to something. But in this movie he does.
Yeah, he's great.
He does really well.
I think he's great in it. I know that they
give him the fucking Oscar.
That he originally turned it down because the script was too much like another film that
Die
we
Hard.
Covered, Die Hard. Mm-hmm. He said he found it to be too... Graham Yost is the writer on the script. And he said that the film was too much like Die Hard, so he passed on it. And then John DeBont, the director of this, brought the script to one person to rewrite, and it turned it into this movie. And then it became better, and he jumped on.
Can I guess who that person was?
They're uncredited, but I will say that Graham Yost, the writer of the original screenplay of this and the one who got credit, said that almost all of the dialogue in what we see on film is done by this uncredited screenwriter.
By this ghostwriter.
Yeah. I don't think you'll pull it, but
you might. I don't know. I think I just gave the best hint of all. He was a ghostwriter. Ghost Rider was played by Nicolas Cage, played a writer in Adaptation, which I haven't seen. Therefore, the person who did the screenwriting was Larry David.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Joss Whedon.
Oh. This must have been before he had like a real name for himself.
Yeah, I mean, this was...
If he was willing to do like that without getting credit,
I mean, yeah, he was a screenwriter. Well, he gets paid. He just didn't get credit.
Oh,
yeah, you still get paid for any of the work that you do, even if they don't use your screen. Like, if you do an official draft,
Nicolas Cage didn't get paid for Ghostwriter because he was being a ghostwriter. You know, so
writer different.
Oh,
things.
I was so confused all this time, you know? I should really read the titles of movies that
instead
I
instead of just hear them with people who don't enunciate.
Well, that's how I always do it, is whenever someone says, hey, do you want to watch this movie, and they're motion to the screen, I immediately turn my face away and go, read the title to me.
That's why.
And then I will decide.
And that's because you can't watch titles, because if they age poorly... If they don't age well,
exactly, man.
You're taking
exactly.
Out.
You figured it out.
You get angry at title
get
cards.
Very angry. So, in order to avoid all of that, I have them read it to me, and then now I see it's been flawed this entire time.
Yeah.
So we'll make adjustments, and we'll get back with you guys on how that goes.
So, speaking of Keanu Reeves, the director ended up wanting him cast as this lead because he said that he has a vulnerability on screen, and he's not threatening to men because he's not too bulky, but he also looks great to women.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Checks out.
He's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
And I just remember watching this when I was 7 and being like, oh my God, fucking Jack is so goddamn cool.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time. And you know I have a thing about gum. I hate gum. It's disgusting. People that chewing gum, I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
He chews gum, in this whole movie. Never bothered me.
Does he? I didn't even notice.
Well, in the first,
elevator part.
And it's, very aggressively chewing gum, which is a character tick, almost.
So let's talk about Jack, the character.
Okay.
And something that I know. So another thing I realized throughout watching this movie is that it certainly is part of the Dumb and Dumber universe, because this movie is also a fantastic comedy. It is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life, and I thought it was an amazing satire of action movies. Okay.
Well, elaborate on that, I will say that this is not a satire of action movies. This is what action movies were.
What?
Action movies back then were very much heavily influenced with, comedic bits.
Are you fucking
constantly.
With me right now? Are you fucking with me right now?
I am not.
So the jumping of the bus wasn't meant to be funny?
Well, no, that's not meant to be funny.
And none of that was meant to be funny.
No.
The smashing through everything, the entire plot.
No, that's meant to thrill. And excite.
None of this movie was meant to be funny?
No. It's not meant to be funny that just about everything they do in L.A. has some amount of construction not done.
Right.
Which I guess is kind of true.
Right.
People are always complaining about that. But the freeway wasn't completed. The train wasn't completed. Yeah.
The fact that everyone on the police force looked up to Jack for being, for having all the... like the smart ideas when really the smart idea was the most obvious fucking thing you should do. And then everyone's like, oh man, oh, I never thought of that. That's why you're Jack, dude. Like,
yeah.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious. That wasn't supposed to be funny?
No.
Well then.
No, the funny stuff is, you know.
That is one hell of a revelation to me.
The sassy little
because
Sandra Bullock character, Annie.
Uh-huh.
You know, the guy in the convertible that he steals a car from, he's like some comedic relief there.
See, I thought that was making fun of the fact that the action movies always have the comedic relief.
No, that was just it being comedic relief.
This is mind blowing. Yeah. No, obviously I'm joking. Yeah, but I know what they should have called this movie. I have the perfect, like, true title for this movie.
Okay.
Trope.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that.
And
I mean,
and
there's a lot of, you
I
know,
feel
when
like,
you
I
get,
feel like the screenwriters were like, oh man, if we don't produce a script that, that doesn't produce at least 50 tropes a page, then our fucking building's gonna blow up, dude. And if we ever dip under 50
well,
tropes
you know,
a page,
in,
oh!
When you get into something like this movie is so entrenched in the genre of action and like 90s action movies like this
it
and
is fucking
and like
balls deep
yeah and you know even Air Force One, but Air Force One was not as good as this. I think this is a much more successful
I would actually agree
film.
With that. This was at least fun,
but you know that's what action movies were. Is it's just trope. It doesn't there's no character that really matters, no character development, if you will, that really matters. It's there's a good guy, there's a bad guy, there's a problem, you know? And, you know, Die Hard is another great example of that.
Yeah.
You know, where there's, Die Hard is just a perfect movie, though. This, in and of itself, is a
well,
thrill
ride. Well,
Die Hard
was
this
kind of
movie,
the thing that made the new tropes.
It's one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But this movie is definitely what, it's as close to, in the 90s, I would say, it is as close to a an amusement park ride of a movie, you
yeah,
know?
Right.
But what's interesting about this movie is there's a couple of big, you know, scenes. There's a lot of big stuff. You know, there's the elevator scene at the start. And then, you know, there's the big jump on the bus. There's the bus that, when it blows up, it hits that plane for no reason other than to make a bigger explosion.
God, that was awesome. That was fucking hilarious and awesome.
Yeah, that plane, by the way, cost $80,000 for that one shot to blow up that plane.
That seems cheap.
Yeah, well.
For an airplane?
Yeah,
that was a jumbo
airplane.
Jet.
$80,000.
$80,000?
Yeah.
What?
That's I mean, not it wasn't even a real plane. It was probably a decommissioned.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, it wasn't built for them to blow it up. It was probably like a decommissioned,
oh,
you know, gutted plane.
Oh, yeah,
that
okay,
they just
then
loaded
that makes
with,
a little
you
know, more sense.
Yeah.
But man, I thought, I don't know. That just seems really cheap.
You're like, I could buy one of those.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like, what?
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't.
Figs.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. That's not what a plane costs.
Right.
Yeah,
that, okay.
But,
okay.
But that shot that alone cost $80,000.
That's fucking nuts. And
yeah.
So worth it and hilarious as fuck.
But anyway,
that
was
awesome. I will say
yeah,
this. I was shitting on it, but I will say that it was one hell of a thrill ride.
Yeah. And like this movie was. So when I watch movies like this, it takes me back to that time, especially because I saw it at that time.
Yeah.
You know? And when you watch an older film, it's one thing to think about it today. It's another thing
right,
to think
yeah,
about
yeah,
it when it came out.
Yeah.
So this
well, you
was,
have to.
Yeah. And this was huge
to.
And exciting. I mean, when they were doing test screenings, they knew that they, one of the producers said they knew that it was going to be a huge hit was the fact that when people were leaving to go pee, they would like back out of the theater
yeah,
so they didn't
like,
miss anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, run, you know,
yeah,
and get back.
Yeah.
But the thing about this is you take this and escalate it, you know, or it just more and more, and that is what the Fast and the Furious movies are now. Like, the ridiculous nature of this
no
film
way,
is nothing compared to
what?
Fast 5 and on.
Oh,
that's why
okay,
those movies are just something else.
Okay.
We'll have to do those
okay,
movies.
Yeah, well, I'll do those. I'll do those. See, and here's the thing. I realized
and you can You could watch the first four if you want, but you might as well just read the synopsis on Wikipedia, or just don't watch them. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But Fast Five and on are just where it's like, even you, I think, will be like, holy shit, this is kind of
awesome. I think I will too. I mean, the way you're describing it, and here's the thing, like, you know, I did just do a whole bit where I like shit on the intelligence of the movie a little bit. But here's the thing. I also did realize that I was not going to have any fun watching this unless
you had fun
just
watching.
Get into it. Yeah. And so I did. And like, okay, is every trope imaginable in this movie? Yes. But am I watching something that someone was trying to make a fucking Citizen Kane? No. So they wanted to make a fun ass, no, like anything goes action movie. And they did a really good job at that.
And it was
fucking fun to watch the fucking bus bash into everything
and comparing
and, like,
this,
keep going, and then that jump was the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It is pretty,
and also so awesome that they thought of it, and that they were like, I don't care how ridiculous it is, we're fucking doing it. And that's the point of making
this
a crazy good action movie.
Yeah, compare this movie to Air Force One. Air Force One specifically having that moment where they landed the plane and then took off.
Yeah.
Like they almost landed it and then they almost took off, and you were like, this is bullshit. Was there ever a point in this movie where you were like, this is bullshit and it's dumb? Or was it all like, okay, this makes sense in this world?
I mean, I wanted,
like, did it ever take you out
so bad to be mad at the bus jumping the gap? I wanted so badly to be mad at it, but I just couldn't, because I was like, you guys really just said fuck it and did that, and for that I have to give you fucking all the credit in the world. And guess what?
Well,
it was an intense moment, dude. Yeah. I was actually gonna watch it. I was like, oh shit.
And I don't know where this falls on your ham-fisted radar of, you know, suspension of disbelief or whatever, but the dialogue scene, which also dates this movie, when they're all like, the cops are on the bus or whatever next to the bus, they're on the rig next to the bus, and the guy's looking at his map, or he's on the phone, he goes, oh shit, what? And he turns around, sergeant, they're not done with the freeway. And then he's like, what? And he goes, but on the map, they're all holding maps, which not anymore.
Yeah. You know?
But also, I do love the idea that the map got printed and was finished.
Yeah.
So, like, they would be like, well, don't go off that freeway, there's a big gap in the freeway.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, no, we checked on the map that there's no gap, but there's a gap.
Yeah.
Well, what do we do? Well, we're fucked now. We got to jump it.
Yeah.
Like, it, like, having that line in there was worth it to me. I don't know how that made you feel.
What was the exact line that you were saying is
so like
was ham fisted?
Why would they go on this freeway under construction if they knew there was a giant gap in it?
The gap was shown on the map?
No, it wasn't on the map. Right. That was what they used to cover it. It was like, no, like they all had maps.
Yeah.
And they said, no, the map shows that it's completed. He goes, well, I guess they got behind, because it's not completed. They just came on the radio and told me we got 3 miles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is, honestly, that I didn't even know.
I mean, I thought that was brilliant.
But here's the
writing.
Thing. I think, it fucking works. But the thing is that I didn't notice it because I was too busy laughing so hard at that dude who first finds out about the gap when he's on the fucking phone. Because the way he said that shit, dude, was so fucking, like, so over the top, and it was right after, if I'm remembering correctly, it was right after this sort of like soft, like calm down moment of Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves talking to each other.
Yeah, because they had gotten on the new freeway. This was after,
and they were
because that was after the old lady got blown up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why he was like comforting her.
No.
No,
it wasn't. She was still on.
Yeah, I guess she was still on because
everyone was still on at that point. Yeah, I believe. I don't remember. But anyway, it was some moment of when they gotten back on the freeway after
there's no cars
in the city.
Yeah.
And so they had to have moments where Keanu and Sandra would start, you know, flirting and stuff. So it was like a moment like that. And then it just fucking cut to the guy just straight up just going, what? Well, how far? How long is it? like on the phone. You know, dude, I laughed so fucking hard at that shit, man. It was great. I know they didn't mean to, but that dude fucking give that guy the Oscar for best, supporting role, because that dude fucking earned his paycheck that day, dude.
Yeah.
It was fucking great, man. That guy was like, I was like, I got three lines, man. I'm going to fucking make this shit count. It was great. Anyway, I guess he had to be there.
So you accepted it. You didn't want to, but you accepted the jump.
Yeah. I was so mad the whole build up. I was like, gee, they're really going to do this. And then the fact that it was on a curve and no fucking way. Yeah. And then the fact that the bus goes poing.
Yeah, it does a launch, which Mythbusters.
How did they do?
Mythbusters used to do this all the time, movies, and they're like, yeah, that's not possible.
Yeah.
The one thing they did realize is possible is that if it were to do a jump, it would need a ramp, which they actually had a ramp.
Oh, so they green screened out the ramp
and they actually green screened out all of the gap. Like, there was no actual gap.
Oh.
And they built a bus where the driver's seat was 10 or 15 feet back from the front of the bus.
Yeah.
So in case it fucking crashed up and smashed the front of it, the driver wouldn't die.
Yeah.
And
mention all the passengers, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they didn't have them on there when they were doing the job.
Yes, they did, Chase. That's everyone knows that magic. Part was real. Okay.
But it was like this, his seat was super supported with hydraulics and just so it could bounce. But they also overshot. It went too far the first time and ran over all their cameras.
Oh.
And they had to get a bunch of other cameras do the jump again.
They should have just kept that shot. Well, yeah. I guess they lost.
They ran over the cameras.
The film was saved though.
No, probably not.
Yeah, it probably wasn't.
And the one thing that the Mythbusters did say is that if the bus did make that jump, it was fast enough and it landed again that it wasn't enough time for the wheels to have registered that it went below 50 miles an hour. Because once you leave the ground, your wheels aren't spinning.
Oh yeah, your speedometer
would go down. Yeah. But it made it fast enough.
Well, and they showed that too.
Yeah, going down a little bit. Yeah,
and they covered their bases there.
Yeah. How did you like that? Only there for the audience, red dot on the 55. Which I didn't recognize.
It was on the speedometer?
Yeah, on the speedometer.
Okay,
I kept thinking, that is so dumb that they did this just for, why would that be there? And I looked it up, and back then, 55 was basically... Hose
didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all on me.
Yeah, but back then, 55 was, I know I can't drive it. But it was basically...
We just did two song references.
Yeah, I know. And ignored it.
Yeah.
But it was basically the national speed limit. So a lot of cars did have markings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's like that one song, I Can't Drive 55. You know which song that I'm talking about, dude?
Yeah, you can't drive 55 because that's the speed limit.
Do you know? The song that I'm talking about?
Yeah, Sammy Hagar.
I know, because you just referenced it.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were saying. Yeah. But anyway, that is not something. I thought it was something they added for cinematic, and I was like, why would they put it on the 55 and not the 50 if the 50 is what we have to keep an eye on? But
the bus would have the 55.
It would have it on the 55.
But did you recognize the song that I referenced?
No, I didn't.
I know you tried to blow by that, but I wasn't going to let you.
I didn't recognize it. You know me, I don't know music.
Let's just say shout-outs to H-Town, baby.
Oh, it was rap? I definitely don't know it.
And the H-Town boys will know what I'm talking about.
I listen to podcasts, not music. I grew out of music.
Fucking dork.
I grew out of music in the mid-2000s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so you basically stopped when Backstreet Boys did.
I kind of stopped when Frusciante originally left the Chili Peppers. Or not originally.
Not originally.
Secondly, left the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, I'm not going to really listen to music anymore.
That's fair. But you could have listened to his solo albums, which are some great stuff.
I did listen to some of his solo albums.
Oh yeah, that's right, of course. Oh, you know what? We forgot to do something at the beginning of this episode.
What did we forget to do? Plugs?
Plugs, but also this will be our first episode recording since the passing of some of someone that we had just recently covered their movies.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually just found out last night. Or wait, no, it was Friday before, night. Night before. That we lost Chadwick Boseman. And that's a loss, man.
Big time loss, and especially since he was battling that kind of secretly.
Yeah.
And also while he was filming all those movies, he was battling it, which is just incredible. Yeah,
Black Panther came out in 2018. So
yeah, and he was diagnosed in 16.
Yeah, so
he
must have very earliest cast. Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, I mean, they must have shot in that in like 2017.
Well, I guess he was technically cast during Civil War, so.
Yeah. But so. They wouldn't have shot that whole movie.
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, but he found out before he was, or at least in the infancy of the production of Black Panther, which
just, for sure.
Could you imagine that burden, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. Just kind of wanted to take a moment for that there. That's pretty sad. And I'm sad that it took me so long to get around to those movies. You know.
I've not seen Get On Up, the James Brown movie that he did.
Oh, okay.
But I want to see that. And but have you ever seen 42?
No.
His Jackie Robinson movie?
I did not.
Harrison Ford.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And Alan
Tudyk. Is he a grumpy old man?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Alan Tudyk is a horrible racist.
Oh, okay.
And then Chadwick Boseman plays Jackie Robinson, and it is fantastic.
Okay,
great. It is fantastic.
Great.
So anyway, yeah, shout out to him. Rest in power.
Yep.
Wakanda forever.
Condolences.
Gone too soon.
To his family.
Certainly. For sure.
Certainly. And back to...
Did you just have that in your notes because you wrote it down
as
you
were... No, it was something I forgot to talk about before we even started recording.
Because I found out...
Planned that one better.
I found out when I was watching this movie...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was watching this movie and my wife goes, "Holy shit."
Yeah.
And I was like, "What?"
I think I saw a post on, I don't remember where I saw the post, but I saw it right when it broke or whatever.
It was like,
before.
It was like 8 or 9 o'clock or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you texted me and it was like 30 seconds before or after my wife had told me.
If I saw it on Instagram or Facebook or something or whatever.
I mean, it was all over there Friday night and Saturday morning.
So yeah, pretty, yeah, very sad.
Fucking rough.
But now, you know, but happy that he got to do, he was able to do all the things, accomplish all the things he did while he was here. So that's good. That's great.
You know that Denzel Washington paid for him to go to acting school?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Anyway. All right. Moving on.
Well, all right.
But yeah, that needed to be said.
Yes. Absolutely. So what else is there?
Well, we have not talked about Dennis Hopper at all.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. I think he's fucking fantastic in this movie.
Oh, there's something so really big we need to talk about with him in this movie.
Okay.
Why is he holding his phone like that?
Because he doesn't have a thumb.
So you do it like this instead of like this. He's using his good hand to reach across his body.
I don't know. I always
and he could just hold it on his other ear. What is he fucking doing?
Probably can't hear.
Dude, that was so stupid, dude. It was so obviously like the director's like,
it felt like a reason.
We got to let the audience know that one of your hands is fucked up. So when you're using the phone, we're going to do this. But you could just do this.
I don't think the director told Dennis Hopper to do anything.
Well, if Dennis Hopper thought about like, his own,
they're just like, you do you crazy son of a bitch.
Is his name Dennis Hopper or is his name Dumbass Hopper?
Well,
okay,
that's also
what I want to fucking know now.
He's dead, so be sweet.
R.I.P. R.I.P. With your fucking weird phone holding ass thinking that... just the thought process is like, well, this hand is hurt, so... My character would have to hold his phone like this. Dude, it's dumb.
Well, like,
does it.
He didn't want to choke himself with the cord. Stupid. Or the cord was too short.
If you watch the video, you can see if you're only listening to the pod, you can imagine. You
he hold does.
The phone nearest, he does to your nearest his... fucking ear, not your opposite ear.
Yeah,
that's it. It's as simple as that. You don't need two thumbs for that.
It is a thing that stands out for sure.
Oh,
but
man.
My thought was, I guess because he doesn't have a thumb on that hand.
Yeah,
but
was, like, yeah, I think it was just like
so they just hold it the other way. Yeah.
I think the fool just overthought it and it got and it was dumb. But other than that, he was a really good bad man. Bad man.
He's a bad man.
He was a very good bad man.
Very, very bad man.
He was a very good bad man. So that was Seinfeld, not you being racist.
Nope.
Although it was kind of you being racist adjacently to Seinfeld. Nope. Anyway. So anyway.
Not at all.
You just did it. You did an impersonation of your favorite character.
Yeah.
From Seinfeld.
Not my favorite, but a character from Seinfeld.
Oh, no, your favorite.
But who doesn't
you're
love
fucking
Babu
racist.
Bot.
Okay.
Everybody
it's
loves
settled.
Babu Bot is the guy that sends him to jail. He's the one that puts the nail in that coffin at the end of the show.
That's right. He got his revenge.
Which he said he would.
Which he said he fucking would. And it's the longest story arc of the entire
it
show.
It really is, yeah.
Hopper does really good at being a bad guy here, and I think we talked about this off mic, but he kind of goes into a phase later in his career where he's pretty much only playing bad
bands. I mean,
like what his agent will call him up and say, Dennis, I got a great role for you, and the first thing Dennis would ask is he a bad man? Is he a bad man? And then if the agent said no, Hopper would hang up, but of course he's holding his phone like this.
Yeah, he's just doing
it. Yeah, he's holding across his body, of course.
So when I watched this when I was a kid, the things that I specifically remember, I watching it again, I was like, okay, I remember all these scenes. Like, I remember the brutality of certain things. That didn't really affect me. Like, the getting stabbed in the neck, I was like, oh, that guy's dead, but it didn't, like, affect me in a violent sort of way.
I do
remember like this movie making me think about death.
Really?
Yeah, like the finale.
That's why kids shouldn't be watching rated R movies, Chase.
Yeah, no, but like it didn't like terrify me, but it's just like nobody promises you tomorrow. Like this is like a lot of people died. Yeah, you know, like people die
old.
And it isn't old age, and it's not because, you know, they went with Indiana Jones on an adventure or something. It was, you know, but I specifically remember like really pondering the idea of being blown up.
Uh-huh.
When Jeff Daniels gets blown up and like all those guys get out of the thing.
But he doesn't
like,
die. He doesn't die.
Yeah. But like when I was a kid, I thought he died because it would be years before I was allowed to see Dumb and Dumber.
What?
And that was a dirty movie.
Okay.
So I didn't
get
to see
funny.
That.
Yeah, that's funny.
But, like he gets blown up and like I just imagine like I still remember thinking about like the idea of just like blowing up in flames, like just being evaporated.
It's frightening, right?
And just like there's nothing there, and like in my head, like, what do they bury? Like, that was my thought. Like, there's nothing to bury. Like, they couldn't even like scoop up his ashes because it's like a blown up house.
Oh,
you know, like I just remember like contemplating that a lot.
That's hilarious to me because now I'm imagining little 7-year-old Chaz like locking himself in a room so he doesn't get caught. He watches Speed right in the room, and because of that he's contemplating his own mortality. And then he just emerges from the room. He's like balding with gray hair. He's got glasses and a pipe. And he's like the greatest philosopher of all time.
I have his patches
like,
on my elbow.
Yeah, yeah. His dad's like, Chase, where have you been? Dinner's ready. And he's like, time is an interesting concept, isn't it, father? You see, what if I were to be blown up? You know, like, it's like, dude, that's changed your life, dude.
I remember also being like, when the woman on the elevator start like she gets saved, that last woman that wouldn't come, and I was like, what, she's so dumb, like just move, like why won't she move, like not being able to think about like being frozen and with the fear.
Yeah, right yeah
and
yeah.
Then when they pull her off and she gets off and she goes, oh, my shoe, and I was like, lady, you just almost died, forget about your shoe.
Yeah.
And not being like, her mind isn't comprehending what happened. Right. Like, that part was lost on me. It was like, who cares about your shoe?
Yeah.
Which is like, true, you wouldn't. But like, who she didn't really care about her shoe either. Yeah.
Right.
Which is like, lost it there. And then I also just remember thinking Jack was so cool. And part of that is all the accessories that they got to have. I was big into that when I was a kid. Like the police vest.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, they had like a flashlight.
Oh, pre-bus.
Yeah. Yeah, and then and that
when he was doing his Black Ops shit,
or even when he like went under the bus, you know, and he had
like, that scene was fucking cool, dude.
I always loved clothes with a lot of pockets. Yeah, you, like, put things in them. You would always have whatever you needed,
right?
You know, and like hooking like I just like that was what I would do when I would like play, you know, Army Man or whatever. Like, it was all just like getting dressed and packing a bag for like going to war. Or like going on a mission. It's like, you got to have your bag, and it's got to have, you know, your flip-flops or for scuba gear, and like your knife.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and then business cards.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, whatever I had.
That explains your propensity for wearing propensity two? Propensity four.
Propensity four wearing.
I see. I don't know. You, someone out there speaks English, you can tell us.
Cargo pants? Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's very true.
In high school.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know, convenient.
I mean, I wore cargo shorts in high school too. But yeah, anyway, that fucking scene of them deciding we're going to wheel you under, you know, on this line under the bus as it's moving, and you're going to disarm the bomb while you're there. That was just another example of them not, you know, like, no limits. We can do anything. And this is the crazy.
We're not going to be able to hold you steady for very long. You're not going to be able to hold us steady at all.
Yeah. Like, and then, of course, the line breaks, and then he's almost getting run over by the wheel, and then it has to be the whole ridiculous pull him up under. Like,
and
that was great.
And to save himself, he fucks up the gas, the fuel tank.
Oh, of course. And then now we have another problem. Yeah. It was great. That's great.
And I love the
intense, absolutely ridiculous.
And I love the
fun.
Way that, but I do love the way that they saved the day using the bad guy's like technology against him.
Oh,
like, making the closed circuit.
Dude,
yeah.
That was tight.
That's pretty baller.
And they did. I thought for sure he was going to find out before they
blew
got
it up.
Everyone off. Yeah. But they didn't. And I thought that was a really cool way to get everyone off the bus. And let the bad guy be the bad man be fallible, and make him be phallical.
Phallic.
Yeah,
Jimmy
make
phallic.
Him be phallic, Jimmy phallic.
I just came up with that. I like it.
Do you like that?
I do like it.
I'll send it. I'll pass it along to him and see what he thinks. It was like that was perfect timing. Okay, so I don't know. I think I've said all I need to say about this.
I wanted to say a couple more things.
Oh, the credits song. I would say let's play it and fucking talk about it, because it's one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my fucking life. However, YouTube apparently has a fucking problem with us doing that.
Well, I can always play it, and we can just have it mute out.
Look it up. It's called... Well, what's the fun in that?
It's called Bomb on Bus.
It's called...
By the way, this movie, when they originally wrote it, the thing was that the bus couldn't go over 20 miles an hour, which is very dumb.
Wait,
but I also like,
would
I
they
like
still
in my
call
head,
it speed?
Yeah, I like in my head that they still called it speed.
Was that really the original plot?
Yeah, the original script, the bomb was triggered to go off when the bus goes over 20 miles an hour.
But so then just don't drive it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he's like, oh shit, I didn't think that would
through. Yeah, and then, the bad man's like, Dennis Hopper's like, what do you do? What do you do? And Keanu's like, I just don't drive the bus.
One thing that was funny when we were watching it, when Jack is in, he gets in his car to go after the bus, you know, and he's driving that Bronco, and he gets on the freeway, and my wife immediately goes, holy shit, that's like OJ.
Oh, yeah.
And then I read that this movie came out 1 week before the famous, OJ chase. So, like,
that
people saw this
numbers.
Movie, and then they saw that chase happen, and they're like, holy shit, it's
crazy.
The fucking movie.
What if
And he was driving a Bronco in the movie, too.
Who was driving a Bronco?
Jack. Movie? When he was trying to catch up to the bus before he got in the...
Oh, sure.
The... Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit of a stretch, but I'll let you have
it. But he was.
No, just kidding.
All right. The only other thing I really wanted to talk about, other than how proud Keanu Reeves was that he killed Dennis Hopper's character and then immediately realized he didn't have the handcuff keys. Like, he kills the guy's character, throws his body off, and he's come down. Oh. He's like, I did it. And then can't stop the train because somebody shot it, which is great. Oh, I forgot about the
train, dude.
Yeah, let's talk about the train for a second.
And they did a second jump.
Yeah.
Of course they had to do it. So onto, you already did it.
onto Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
But the fact that... I love that trope of how machines and things don't work anymore when you shoot them. Like, when you shoot a control panel of some sort, everything still works except you can't stop it.
Right.
Like, it doesn't have any effect other than, oh no, now I can't tell it to stop.
Right.
So that is a fun trope.
Yeah.
But then I love that he goes, oh shit, I don't have the key.
Yeah.
And then you see it in his head of just like, fuck.
Yeah.
It was almost like, watching it was so real. His reaction was so real that it was almost like Keanu Reeves was realizing, I left him in my trailer and we're trying to shoot this movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was so, that moment he's like, God damn it. You know?
It was good. It was very good.
But what did you think?
Raised the stakes.
What did you think of his badass one-liners to Dennis Hopper? There was two. There's one when he killed him, and then there's one that he said.
Yeah, he did have great.
No, the first one was fucking dumb.
Oh, okay. The first one was like pop quiz bullshit, or what did he say? No. Like, he tried to turn the pop quiz around on him. Wait, hold on. Oh yeah, there was a moment where, remember the moment where Keanu had to get off the bus when they were circling the airport tarmac, and he was like, "I gotta get off the bus." I just like imagine him being like, "No, I'm just gonna leave for a second, okay? I just gotta get off for a second, or I stop the bus. I gotta get off, just stop the bus to get off,
get off."
And then he dies, of course. But anyway,
no, it was when he's wrestling him on top, and right before he gets his head knocked off,
before he decapitates
him. Yeah, he goes, "I'm smarter than you, Jack. I'm smarter. Smarter." He goes,
"But yeah, I'm
taller."
Oh.
But that doesn't
make sense.
It doesn't make sense until he loses his head.
Right.
Then you are taller.
Being taller would make you lose your head.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So, like, you being taller would make you lose your head. But then, so then he's insulting the guy after he knocks his head off. He goes, "Well, I'm tall." Like, it's the dumbest joke.
It's bad, dude.
And I love it for how dumb it is and how, like, fucking.
Like,
he's just like, yeah,
yeah,
I went there. I mean, it is a Bryce joke.
It's, but it's
like the
not,
idea of saying,
though,
you know, well, it's not,
well,
no,
if
it
I
is.
Were making a joke,
yeah, it yes, is a Bryce joke,
but they weren't making a joke.
But like, just the idea of like insulting someone,
they literally thought that was going to be a badass line.
Yeah, I know, but like the joke part of it, like the Bryce level of it, is that it's stupid to make fun of somebody for being shorter than you.
Uh huh.
But it's funny to make someone for being shorter than you because they don't have a head. Like, you know, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's the joke,
right?
But it's
right,
so dumb.
But and also it just doesn't make,
and
it's,
then,
just, it's just a bad line, and you know, it makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Knowing that they wrote it thinking it was gonna be badass, and it's not, it's just bad.
Well, you know? And then what was the joke, the other one-liner thing that he did, I have to find it. After he knocks the guy's head off and he goes back in to talk to Annie, she says something about like, where is he? And God, he has another line. I was like, that's a better line to tell him than the I'm taller. God, now I can't think of it. I should have written it down.
I don't know. I wish I could remember.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And then also, plus, being taller than someone, like, being smarter is definitely better than being taller.
But in this case, again, being taller would have been
bad. Because he would have hit his head too.
It doesn't work. Oh, that's what it was.
Back to the drawing board, guys.
It was, where's Payne? And he goes, he lost his head. That's gold. That's fucking gold.
Right, right. Because
he literally, and like, I remember watching that as a kid, be like, that's awesome.
Yeah, when
he gets the decapitation, because he just goes,
yeah.
I mean, he fucking
pops right.
Yeah,
the fuck
he fucking
off.
McLeod's that son of a bitch. Yeah, yeah. So good.
It was a max combo. I will give him that. It was a max combo. They had the right idea by, you know, having the decapitation, having the dude die from decapitation, and then give the one liner. Max combo, right?
He should have said.
But they missed on the delivery. What he should have said was. He should have
said,
don't lose your head.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You were supposed to. I thought we were going to have a moment there, and then you went too fast.
Oh, yeah. I got too excited.
As per usual, Chase. But you know what he should have said? He should have said, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
In the original
that
script.
That would have been awesome.
In the original script, he said, yippee-ki-yay, mother. Or no, yippee-ki-yay, I'm taller.
Oh, then they were like, taller than you, motherfucker. Yeah,
this is too much. We're going to have to get Whedon in here. Make some Buffy jokes.
I'm taller.
Yippee-ki-yay, I'm taller.
That's funny.
All right. Let's
get on to some numbers and
let's
shit,
move
dude.
In. Estimated budget for this movie was $30 million.
That's it. Well, back then, that's a pretty good
back
budget,
then it's a
though.
Lot. Back then, it's a lot. Opening weekend. This was June 12th, 1994.
Mm-hmm.
This came out, I think, I want to say a month before True Lies. True Lies was July, which was another huge action film.
Yeah.
So, June 12th, 1994, what was the opening weekend gross?
Domestic.
We got domestic all time, and then we got worldwide. Doesn't usually ever change.
Well, I thought that opening weekend we do domestic and worldwide.
No, it's just domestic.
Just domestic, okay. Yeah. Why don't we do it
because
worldwide,
I don't have,
too?
Because it
oh,
opens
they don't
up
have
world,
those numbers.
Well, and it opens up worldwide at different times.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
All over the place.
Oh, that's
so.
Right. That's right. All right, so opening weekend, I'm going to say, I know this was a big hit, but I don't quite remember if it was a slow build or if it was an instant smash. But I'm leaning towards slow build, so I'm going to say opening weekend, $25.6 million.
Not quite. 14. Okay. 14.
Oh,
4.
So I was right about slow build.
Slow build, yeah. It did not speed
to its,
the top.
Yeah.
Now, the overall gross for the U.S.
That was good.
The domestic gross, I know.
Yeah.
The domestic gross, what do you think the total domestic gross was? It was a $30 million budget, $14.4 million
at the end
opening
of the day,
weekend.
I'm thinking, because I know this was a smash. I'm thinking it broke 100, and I'm gonna go with $117.6 million.
God, so close!
Really,
$121 million.
That's Price is Right right there,
that's
baby. I would have won that showcase, dude.
Well, I mean, you kind of always would because there's only one of you guessing.
But if you go over.
Unless you go over, yeah.
So that's what I mean by that. Because I go over a lot,
I
too.
I know.
So.
I just like have to take every chance to shit on you.
Sure.
All right.
That's why they call me the toilet.
Because you're taller?
I don't know where that came from. Yeah. Yeah.
121 million domestic.
Uh-huh.
Worldwide. What do you think it was?
Wait.
What do you think it 121 worldwide?
Million domestic. What's the decimal? What's the decimal on the domestic?
121.248,000.
So 121.2 gigawatts.
Yeah.
I'm going to say worldwide. It probably also did pretty good. I could see this doing really well in China.
I mean, there's not a lot of...
Wait, were we releasing movies in China at the time?
Yeah.
Did we release...
Yeah. This had a big worldwide release.
All right, so I'm
and, you know, there's not a lot of dialogue problems. You know, it's pretty easy to understand, even if there is no subtitles.
Right.
Like, you get what's going on.
I'm going to say $537.3 million.
Okay. Price is wrong, Bob.
Way over?
Yeah, way over. You said 500?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was shocked to hear this, but it is not 500. It's 350. That's
you
still
were shocked
high.
At it? I mean, that's
still high.
I mean
that made
worldwide.
It made more worldwide than it did here, which I didn't think movies were doing as much.
Well, but that's in more
in the
countries.
90s. But this is the perfect, you know, I mean, this, and this is why so many action genre style films like this go with those tropes, is that they're, you know, time tested. They work in all cultures, in all languages, you know. Like, you don't have to understand too many nuanced things. It is, if you're on a bus that's got a bomb on it, you're going to be freaked out.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, you get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, this movie really, really worked on that. So, why don't we get a rating real quick?
Okay. Out of 10 bombs that go off on a bus, if it goes over 55 miles an hour, I'm just going straight surface level with this one, baby. I give it 5 bombs that go off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you saw this at, let's say, your age now or whatever, but you saw it in the 90s, do you think it would have been higher, or do you think
you're 100%. Okay. 100%.
All right.
It probably would have been like a, if I saw this as a kid, dude, that shit probably would have been like a, but again, I didn't really care about action movies back then.
Yeah.
So maybe not. Maybe it would have, but I would have at least been more forgiving of it or whatever, or more ready to watch it, more ready to be into it. I mean, it was still a lot of fun. I mean, it's only a 5 because it's a lot of fun, but it's also a 5 because it is, at the end of the day, kind of a piece of shit. But it's a fun piece of shit. So I
mean,
I remember
after watching this, like, tying my shoes different, like tying my shoes with like confidence of just like, I'm going to be a badass. Like,
this fucking movie changed your life,
really,
Chase.
Did.
I think we're having a breakthrough.
It really did. It was like, this movie, like, that is so cool. I specifically remember like thinking about being Jack and tying my shoes, getting ready to go somewhere.
That's hilarious.
Like, yeah.
Making sure you have enough pockets for all your things.
Like, yeah. Which, like, I don't know what I was carrying at 6.
Yeah.
Like, a toy car. Like, I don't know.
Maybe a dinosaur.
Yeah.
A little toy dinosaur from Jurassic Park, which, that is some fucking serious filmmaking.
I had not even seen
right
that
there.
Yet.
Yeah, that's right.
I wasn't allowed to see PG-13. Well, and PG-13 was stuff I wasn't allowed to see yet either.
That's true.
I saw this early.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I give it a 5. I think it's a bona fide.
You think it's a piece of shit?
I think as a movie.
Okay, but
it's one of those.
Okay, but is
but
it worth
it's enough
it or is
fun.
It worst
so
shit?
So that's the catch. This is where
this is why we
do this segment, because it is a little bit of a different
that
thing.
Piece of shit button have a smell feature?
Why?
Cuz it smells like shit right
Does
now.
Does it really?
Yeah, like real bad. Did you fart?
No, I didn't fart.
Okay, then it's the fucking possums in my.
Did you fart?
No, I did not.
Are you smelling your own ass?
No. Because
I felt like I smelled a little bit of shit earlier.
No, I have possums in our wall. We're getting it taken care of.
At least I think I didn't fart.
But like, I think that's because the air stopped flowing.
Oh,
so I really think that
it is a little bit hot in here too.
Yeah, and I think that we're smelling like possum shit.
I don't smell anything.
I do. I smell real bad.
But I can still taste this, so I'm good. Don't worry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
COVID,
okay.
Yeah.
So this is why we do this segment, though, because it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it is absolutely
not. So I do think it is a piece of shit of a movie, but it's fun enough to where I say, and it is a part of the time enough to where I would say to someone coming up to me, is it worth watching Speed? I would say, cha-ching, baby,
worth
it's worth it. Just watch
there
it.
There you go. I mean, and obviously, I think it's worth it. I think every 7-year-old boy...
Yeah, especially if they're a kid, I'd be like, have a blast watching that shit, you know.
You know, and watching
You know, we barely talked about Sandra Bullock, but wasn't this her breakout?
I mean, she'd have been in a couple of things, but this was one of her big, it did a lot for her career, you know.
Right.
She started doing other things after this, too, and, you know, she is adorable. She's, he called her a wildcat, but then that turns out because of the sweatshirt. You know,
right, which that was the most far-fetched fucking shit in the world.
That his tiny little camera could read
yes,
that?
Yes,
yeah.
With the grainy.
Yeah.
So, like, you ain't getting HD on that fucking thing, okay?
These HD wasn't a thing back then.
Yeah, exactly. Tubes and tape, baby. You ain't getting no HD with tubes and tape. It's all analog, which means it's a little bit fuzzy.
That's a good band name, Tubes and Tape.
I don't know about a band name, but maybe the name of like...
A fantasy baseball league.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like an album name for a rock star that was famous in the 60s and 70s that is older now and released a really shitty 80s sounding record in the 80s. Yeah. Tubes and Tape. It sounds like the name of a Paul Simon album.
It actually sounds like a pretty good...
Or Paul McCartney, for that matter.
It actually sounds like a pretty good name for a podcast that reviews old movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Scott like, White reviews old movies. You can check his podcast out.
But not us.
Oh, yeah, we do, too. Oh, you were talking about us. Nah, we're the Movie Gap, baby.
Yeah.
We fill that gap.
Come on, Chaz.
Come on, Chaz.
Come on, Chaz.
All right.
Anyway, I agree with
you. Do you want me to do a flow?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Do we want to take a break? We're at pretty long.
No, let's power through because we're going through here.
All right.
Let's get on. Oh, well, do you worth it or worse shit?
Worth it. 100%.
All right.
100%.
Okay.
I love this movie.
That's good. That's fun. I think this is the first time where we've gotten to differentiate the rating versus the worth.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So here comes.
We're going to move on to
everybody's favorite part, the
reboot recast.
All right.
All right. So I got.
It looked at me kind of weird there.
Well, I was just kind of waiting for you to go for it.
So what are we going to do? We're going to do Dennis Hopper, Keanu Reeves, and fucking Sandra Bullock, right?
Yeah.
And we just leave it at that.
Yeah, I started to do Harry, and I was like, it doesn't fucking matter.
No, Harry.
His entire character is only there to build.
Harry can only be played by Jeff Daniels anyway.
Yeah, his entire character is there to, like, show things about Jack. You know, like, so it doesn't really...
Yeah.
Like, his character is important script-wise, but, like, it doesn't matter.
He's like, prototypical...
So, I got...
Sidekick.
I got three names, and I'm pretty strongly happy with them.
Okay.
And I put some fucking thought into it.
Nobody, how about you give me those, and then I'll say if I agree with you.
So, what are we starting with?
Sandra Bullock.
Annie. Was it Annie or Ann?
Wildcat.
Yeah. I thought, you know, a little bit, I thought maybe like a Margot Robbie, but we use her a lot. And it's just like, I don't know. I think it's below.
How about a natural brunette?
Yeah, but I think it's below her level at this point anyway. You know, like Sandra Bullock now. You know, like she's at like famous Sandra Bullock level.
Right.
You know, and this was like breaking in.
Gotcha.
So then I thought about this person who is a very good little actress.
A weird way to say that.
Yeah, she's great.
Okay.
I guess it was weird to say the quantitative little. It's because I'm taller.
Yippee-ki-yay, I'm taller.
But she's great, and I have not seen her do anything as fun as this. So I would like to see her do something kind of fun.
Is it going
to
be Julia Garner?
Like this? No.
Okay.
Not at all. Although I figured it would probably be said. I was like, I told my wife.
She's not brunette. I'd pick a brunette.
I go, if Bryce doesn't say Margot Robbie, he will say Julia Garner. And I will probably say, wait, no, it's Jennifer Garner. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Florence Pugh.
Speaking of Pugh, smells like shit up here, right?
But you know who Florence Pugh is, right?
No.
Midsommar.
Oh, yeah. The main girl?
Yeah.
Oh, see, blonde though.
It doesn't. Well, she had black hair in Fighting with My Family when she played Paige from the WWE.
She's really good at Midsommar though. So
she's really good in everything.
I'm not gonna argue it.
I watched some horror movie that she was in that was terrible. I mean, it was fucking awful, and she was still good in it. So, but like I said, she's not really done any. I haven't seen her do anything. I mean, Fighting with My Family was pretty fun. But it was still, you know, more of a drama kind of thing.
I'm just going to cut you saying that out with no context.
What?
Fighting with My Family.
It was pretty fun. But I
can't argue.
I think
that.
I would like to see her do something a little, you know, more fun like that. I think she could have a lot of fun with it.
Okay.
To not add any new words. So that's what I went with.
That's not bad. I'm going to go with Journey Smollett.
Oh, okay.
Because she's number one on IMDb's Hot 100 right
that
now.
That is... and it kind of
works.
Do you know who that is?
Is it Jussie Smollett's
sister.
Brother?
It's her sister, yeah. But she was... well, first of all, she's probably on the top 100 right now because of Lovecraft Country on HBO.
Okay.
Which is fucking cool.
Okay.
I've only they've had two episodes so far, and I love it.
Did you know H.P. Lovecraft was a fucking racist?
Was on one of your favorite 90s television shows that you have revisited not too long ago. Not Seinfeld.
Family Matters?
Nope.
Wait, Fresh Prince?
Nope. There's like
Full House.
Yeah.
What was she?
She was Denise. She played Michelle's little friend.
Whose niece did she play?
No, she was Denise.
See what I did there?
But she was Little Richard's granddaughter.
Oh, wow. That's who that is?
Yeah.
Wow, it does kind of look like her.
That's because it is her.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going with her then.
I mean, I'm not gonna knock that. Right. That's not a bad choice. There you choice. Go. Then let's move on to Payne himself.
Wait, Jack Payne?
Howard. Was it Howard?
Payne?
Originally, it was going to be Howard Fisk.
Dennis
Harry
Hopper?
Fisk or something. Anyway, yeah.
You're talking about Dennis Hopper, right?
Dennis Hopper.
I'm going to go with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
See, needs to be older because it's a...
But he's deceptively young looking.
No. I just don't think that...
Oh, wait, no, he's our age, isn't
he? Yeah. Well, no.
He's older than us.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like 40.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, he's like 40. So he's too young to be like on pension. I mean, I guess he, you know, got hurt or whatever, but he's supposed to have like earned the gold watch too. So like that's retirement, not just forced retirement. So he needs to be older. He needs to be in his 50s, in his 60s, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
What are you looking at?
I just thought of something that only I would find funny, so I'm going to spare you.
That has never stopped you before.
Oh, it's fine.
All right.
I'm just thinking about what Joseph Gordon-Levitt, what would he call his, he has so many, anyway, whatever. I'm just saying, if I was Joseph Gordon-Levitt, I would call my penis my Joseph Golden Crevitz, but it doesn't work. It just rhymes. It just rhymes. And it's not that funny. But I would say something like I would just be like my Joseph's Golden Penis. You know, like...
never mind.
It's close enough to Gordon, anyway.
You got golden from Gordon because I stumbled on
the
word.
Yes, exactly.
So
exactly.
Really.
But it's one letter off, sort of. It's like a couple letters off.
You had a Liverpool accent there for a second. But it's one letter off.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Just like,
that's what I get for watching like Beatles videos and shit on YouTube. It came into my head... I tried to stop it. Chase had to ask.
Yeah,
so if you want to blame anybody.
Hey, everybody listening.
I'm not saying it was great
if
or worth sharing.
If they're still listening at this point, they were
it's
dying
probably
to hear
only
it.
Five of you. By five,
hey,
I mean 5 million.
All right, so
okay.
Who do you got?
Well, I guess if he's too young, Joseph Manganiello, or however you say his name. Oh, Tom Hardy might be good.
They're too young.
Too young. Joseph Manganiello, you think he's too young?
Joseph
Manganiello was the
you're talking about
fucking the, you know, the guy the with the fucking wife, Sofia Vergara.
No, definitely too young. And like,
what, he's got the salt and pepper all over the place.
He's also not he would not be a disabled police officer.
Why not?
Because he is like a Greek god.
You know what you are?
He's like carved out of fucking marble.
He'd be expanding his horizons.
No.
Showing his acting abilities, and he definitely wouldn't be doing any of this holding the phone like this bullshit.
He could honestly go toe-to-toe like in a fight scene with The Rock right now. Like, he could not play the same part that Dennis Hopper
You don't think
played.
He could play a cripple?
You know why?
All right, how about this?
You know why? Because then the line would never make sense. I'm taller. Because even if he lost his head, nobody's going to be taller than that motherfucker.
All right, fine.
He's mountain.
Then guess what? I'm going Tom Cruise. You forced my hand. I'm going Tom Cruise.
All right. Well,
that's it. I'm going Tom Cruise.
I don't like it.
It's
and,
about time Tom Cruise played the bad guy.
I think the perfect little choice.
Okay.
See how I did it again?
Yeah.
Perfect little choice.
Yep.
Bryan Cranston.
Oh, that, I can't argue with that, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
that's settled right there.
Especially if I know that it's, you know, there.
Oh, he's so good too.
It almost has the same vibe as a Walter White. Like, bad things happened to this guy, and he went a little crazy. But like, Walter White was evil more.
He was more. Like, he was more. So, like, I think, like, chaotic. Him or go, he was more neutral evil. Yeah,
I would like to see him really click that
chaotic that evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that was great. I think that's a good choice.
I'm not going to argue it.
My wife helped me on that one, so I got to give her credit for that.
Okay.
All right. Well, that is everything.
What? We didn't do Keanu.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't.
This fucking guy over here.
That's because I'm not, like, super.
It's his favorite part. He's always fucking getting on to me for not having anyone. He tries to not do the main character in the fucking reboot recast.
I'm not in love with my Keanu recast, but.
All right. Well, give it to
me. It'll do.
Give it to me.
Liam Hemsworth.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it either. Because also, like, it's fucking, he's just a cool
but
guy.
But I got a
like,
better one.
Okay.
That I think fits, the same parameters.
Why do you have to do it directly into the mic every time?
Excuse you. It fits the same parameters as why Keanu was cast, right? Not too threatening because he's not too muscular to the dudes, and then but the ladies still love him.
And ladies want to be with him. Guys want to be him.
Yeah.
I think
this person could do this. He's a little bit older, but still
have the vulnerability.
But still looks. He's got the vulnerability.
Okay,
because he does a very good job using it, playing Lucifer on the show Lucifer, which has just got picked up by Netflix that my wife loves.
I'm familiar with it, but I've never seen it.
Tom Ellis.
I've seen his picture on the cover of that.
And so, fun fact, he's a British actor that feels like had a small part on an episode of Doctor Who, which I found out going back and rewatching me Doctor Who's. I went back and watched me Doctor Who's, you know.
I'm rewatching.
And he was on it. And he's great. My wife sort of fell in love with the show because she thinks he's cute and suave and sexy. And then I was like, yeah, let me see what this fucking guy's all about then, huh? Yeah, you think my fucking wife likes you, dude? So I watched it and I was like, oh yeah, he's pretty cool. Hence, guys want to be him. Girls want to be with him.
I mean, I don't know his work that well, so I can't argue with it. I was just going to say, I've been recently rewatching Supernatural.
Which I don't think Tom Ellis is in that.
No, but Lucifer is in it. And Lucifer, in some of his iterations...
Wait, is that the one where he's played by Ray Wise?
No.
Ray Wise should be Dennis... That's my cast for Dennis
Hopper. Oh, yeah, that's not a bad one.
I love that's Ray Wise,
that's not a bad one at
dude.
All. Yeah. No, love that's Ray Reaper. Wise. Reaper is the one where Ray Wise plays.
Oh, gotcha,
Which was a hilarious show.
Okay.
No, Supernatural, Lucifer, at least most of the iterations of him, because he's an angel, an archangel, so he... possesses people, and like his main body is the guy who played Jacob in Lost and Rita's husband in Dexter, her ex-husband Rita.
Was you, Matthew Rita? Fox?
No.
Is that who you're talking about?
No. That
the
was
dude from Lost?
Not the dude from Lost. He played Jacob in Lost.
Oh, if you never watched it,
yeah. If you never watched it, you don't know.
I don't know
by
what
the
that
way,
fucking means.
Don't care for that show, but I did watch it.
I know that you and a lot of people. Yeah. All I've ever heard about that show is
I kept getting forced
this show
to watch
sucks.
It.
Yeah. I'm watching the entire thing. I hate it so much. I can't stop watching.
No, I quit watching it several times, and then I kept dating people who were into it, and I had to watch it again. I'm like, this is fucking awful.
Yeah.
So, anyway. No, you watch Dexter though, right?
Yeah, but
Rita's ex-husband,
like,
the abusive guy who
I don't
up,
remember him.
Yeah. Anyway,
I only have seen like a season, if that. Like I've seen like
anyway,
four
I was
episodes
just saying
of
that
Dexter.
Luther, you know, Lucifer was in it too. So it's weird that we're both watching shows with Lucifer.
Oh, with Lucifer.
You know who else ends up
well,
playing
I'm not
Lucifer,
really watching
in,
Lucifer
in Supernatural? Once you get way into it, fucking Rick Springfield.
Wait, Summer of 69? No, that's Brian.
Yeah, that's Brian. No, Rick
Wait,
Springfield is 8675309.
That's okay.
Wait, no, that's Tommy Two-Tone.
No.
No, that is Rick Springfield. No, Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl,
that's
Rick Springfield.
What it is, yeah. And a bunch of other stuff.
Wait, but, and 8675309.
No, that's Tommy Two-Tone.
Oh, fuck if I know.
Yeah.
There was so many of those songs in the 80s that I do not like.
Anyway, yeah. But Rick Springfield ends up playing Lucifer at one point on Supernatural. Great show.
Some would say that he played Lucifer in real life when he wrote Jesse's Girl. So, there we go.
All right. Well, that wraps up this week's episode.
I don't know.
I like to end on a button.
That was a great button, too.
Yeah. You know, hey, like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at The Movie Gap. Follow us. Subscribe on YouTube. If ever there is not an episode on Wednesday released on YouTube, just know it's because we are having issues with the bullshit, the man.
Having issues with the man. Yeah, I mean, sometimes the video might come out a couple days late. We've been good at getting it out on Wednesdays. Yeah. Sometimes it'll come out a day later. So
but every once in a while,
that's
they
just
will,
how it goes.
They will flag us podcast for reviewing always, something, which
podcast
is not how
will always
be
on Wednesday.
Yeah, and it always has been. We have not missed.
Well, that's not true. We have missed a couple times.
No, it has always released on Wednesday. Sometimes it was just later.
But right.
It has always released on Wednesday for over 2 years.
That's right.
Over 2 years, we've
so yeah. Every Wednesday, and then just keep a lookout for the video, either on Wednesday or a few days after that.
You know, subscribe, like us, comment, let us know what you think. And coming up pretty soon, we're gonna be hitting into the horror films.
It's probably coming up real soon.
Yeah, October. Every year we do. All of October, we do horror films.
Now I think about it, it might be next week.
Week after next, at least.
At least, yeah.
We're going to do Indiana Jones next week.
Right.
So.
We might. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Depending on when we find out. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps it up for me. How about you?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Nom in space.